Hello, we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
I'm for the way the country is headed now with the new president.
Well, again, the question is, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Today, where the country is headed today, very I'm satisfied.
I'm sorry, could you please repeat it?
I said, I'm satisfied.
Sorry, I couldn't understand it. Could you please repeat it one more time?
I'm satisfied with the new president.
Well, again, the question, I'm going to repeat it one more time, is when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm not satisfied.
And that is very dissatisfied or somewhat dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. The first one is criminal justice reform.
Very.
Hello?
Hello. I'm not satisfied with where the country is going.
Well, now, the next, well, this is a new question. I'm going to read it again. Is when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you and 10 means it's a very important issue to you? The first one, it says criminal justice reform using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not important. Okay. The next one is jobs and wage.
Job. I'm not in a job. I'm retired.
Okay. Okay, and on a, using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. Jobs and ways? On a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
And the next one, abortion rights?
TV advertising works, but for years it's been too expensive and was hard to measure. So I fixed it and created Wonder Ads. Powered by Qatari, Wonder Ads makes TV advertising as simple as digital ad platforms.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
And return on that spend. Scale your business on TV at
Wonder Ads. Alright, so abortion rights, using a scale of 0 to 10. Where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you.
Yes. 0.
Alright, the next one is crime and violence. Using a scale of 0 to 10, 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you.
10.
U.S. companies are billions of AI to strengthen
the next one is voting rights using a scale of 0 to 10. 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's very important issue to you.
10.
Inflation and the cost of living, using a scale of 0 to 10, 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and 10 means very important issue to you.
10.
The next one is student loan debt.
Hello.
Yes. The next one is student loan debt. So using a scale of 0 to 10, 0 means it's not an important issue, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you.
10.
The next one is healthcare. Using a scale of 0 to 10, 0 means is not an important issue, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you.
10.
Climate change. On a scale of 0 to 10, 0 means is not an important issue, and 10 means it's very important to you.
10.
K-12 education. On a scale of 0 to 10, 0 means it's not an important issue. 10 means it's a very important issue to you.
10.
Immigration. On a scale of 0 to 10, 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you.
10.
Racism and discrimination. On a scale of 0 to 10, 0 means is not an important issue to you, and 10 means is very important issue to you.
10.
Reproductive freedom. On a scale of 0 to 10, 0 means it's not an important issue to you, 10 means it's very important issue to you.
10.
And last one, democracy. On a scale of 0 to 10, 0 means not important issue to you, 10 means very important issue to you.
Good.
Okay, moving on. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote.
10.
Right, and what is your race? Here are the options. White, Black or African American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle East,
Black American.
Excuse me?
Black American.
Thank you. All right, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered? Yes, registered. No, not registered.
Yes, I'm registered to vote.
Okay. All right, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
1940.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of a school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
12th grade.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter to you.
10.
How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
10.
All right, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Right, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. So the first one is Joe Biden. The second one is Donald Trump.
Zero.
The next one is the Republican Party.
Zero.
The next one is the Democratic Party.
Ten.
The next one is Kamala Harris.
Ten.
And the last one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Zero.
Thank you. Moving on. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Here are the options. Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Right. The options are the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate.
Democrat.
Right. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Here are the options: Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Huey Hawkins.
I'm a Democrat.
Well, the question is, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump,
Joe Biden? Joe Biden.
Right. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Both the same.
There's also generally
very good economic.
Excuse me? Just to confirm, you said the same? For the first time
in many, many years. It's better than it would have been, what it was the first 4 years. The bottom up in the middle and make some proposals
looking for her remarks at the convention. Have them next week. Okay, well, again, and thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Okay. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote? It's about half and half. Most of them don't vote, or none of them vote.
Half and half.
Could you please repeat that, sir?
Half.
You said half? It's about half and
yes.
Half?
Half and
half. Okay. Now, below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress.